Many times, children with mental and physical disabilities can only enjoy baseball as a spectator, but a new specially designed baseball park is now being planned for Dane County, and, kind of hope that around the state there may be some more of those in the works as time goes on. Larry Mueller here with my guest Bill Schultz in the studio with me today. He's long been active in his community as a little league coach and as a ministry leader in his church. He's a motivational and inspirational speaker on the topics of encouragement and overcoming life obstacles. And now he's working to secure funding for the Dane County Miracle League Park. You may be familiar with that effort. Maybe you're not. What are your thoughts about it? Is there a Miracle League Park in your area? Maybe there is already. I hope there is. Number to call is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us. The email address is ideas@wpr.org. And Bill Schultz, welcome. Good to have you with us today.
I appreciate you having me.
It's great to have you here. So it's a Miracle League. What's your background? How did you get interested in this? Talk about that.
I was born with severe congenital deformities. Shortly after birth, I had to have my right leg amputated, and my left arm did not develop fully, nor did my left hand. But ever since I was born, I was always attracted to games involving a ball, particularly baseball. And I had parents who did not shelter me. They let me try anything I wanted. And baseball, basketball, football with the neighborhood kids. And up until about 10, I could keep up with the kids. We played a lot of baseball. But when I turned 8, along with my friends, we were now eligible to try out for Little League. So we went up for Little League one day, and they had us hit, throw, field, run, and told us the next day to come back the next day, and you will be assigned a team. And I was really excited. My friends told me, gosh, Bill, you did fabulous. And so I was really pumped. So the next day, I went up to the field with my parents, and we're standing there, and this man approaches us, not real happy looking. He was the commissioner of the league, and as he got beside me, he put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, Billy, we can't let you play because you're either going to hurt yourself or hurt somebody. And that was pretty devastating.
Yeah.
Because I was playing as well as the other kids, but he had to do his job, I guess. But for me, at the age of 8, it was devastating at that point. So fast forward many years from now.
Yeah.
Last year, I was watching NBC Nightly News with my wife, and they have a segment called Inspiring America. And they're interviewing a Boston Red Sox pitcher, David Price. And David's talking about wanting to do something for his hometown in Tennessee. And they show this baseball field, nobody on it. But then all of a sudden they start showing children playing baseball in wheelchairs, walkers, kids having difficulty walking, kids with autism, Down syndrome, on a specialty field called the Miracle League. And my wife looked over at me, and knowing my story, she could tell I was getting a little misty. And I said, oh, wow, that is great. And so I found out that it was a national organization called the Miracle League. It was founded in 2002 out of the Atlanta area. And there's roughly 300 of these fields around the country, including, as I found out, fields here in Wisconsin, Green Bay, Appleton, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Kenosha, and La Crosse. In fact, the Green Bay field was underwritten quite a bit by Brett and Deanna Favre, The Milwaukee field got a very nice donation from the Brewers. But she said, we've never had anybody call in the Madison area. And I said, well, I think you got your man. So I decided to fly down to Atlanta and go through orientation to see, is this really something, what I saw on TV, is it what I thought it was? And it was even more so. I came home flying about as high as I could on an airplane, ready to roll. And so that's kind of the background as to how I got involved in it.
Well, as I was looking at your purpose and mission, and maybe talk about that a little bit, because there's a lot there.
Yeah. Well, as I tell people, it's not just about baseball. Baseball is certainly the activity and the vehicle for these kids with disabilities. But from my own personal feelings, as well as seeing kids with disabilities get involved and included in things, whether it's an activity or whatever, their self-esteem, their confidence increases immensely. And having fun, laughing, and just making new friends is so positive. And this involves, Miracle League involves all of this. The other thing that it does, knowing my parents and how they felt about me getting involved in stuff, they were so encouraged by the fact that I got involved, I was included, I was having fun, and they could see the confidence in me build as well. So when you have these games going on at a Miracle League field, we intentionally tell parents, we don't want you involved. We want you to be in the bleachers, enjoying your kids, having fun, meeting other parents, but just enjoying your kids, seeing them laugh, have fun, make friends. The other aspect of the Miracle League is that some people may ask, well, how do these kids play? Well, each child, when they play, has what they call a buddy beside them. And these are volunteers that are normally high school students from perhaps a team, a service club, or college students, some adults. But the impact these kids have on these volunteers is incredible. In fact, a lady called our Miracle League office saying, I'm moving to Madison. I've been involved in a Miracle League in Columbus, Ohio. Is there a league there? And she got me in contact with her. And she said, Bill, I've been doing it. I did it in junior high. I did it in high school and part of college. And the impact my child had on me will forever be in my heart. And so there's an impact on the kids, there's an impact on the parents, and there's impact on the volunteers. It's a win-win-win situation.
Boy. Bill Schultz, our guest today, executive director of the Miracle League of Dane County. Wonderful to have him on to talk about the league and the mission of the league, as he's been describing it here a little bit. I'd certainly love to hear from you. Maybe you've been involved in Miracle League or have some experiences to share, and I hope you'll join in. I'd really love to hear from you. Number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And let's take an email here. Mindy emailed that her autistic stepson has been an athlete for Miracle League of the Chippewa Valley for the last 2 summers. And she says, if you have the opportunity to watch one of these games, by all means do it. There's so much joy and excitement, as well as competitive spirits on the ball field.
Yeah. It motivates these kids to try things that maybe they didn't feel they could do. I was told many times that, Bill, maybe you can't do that. And that was more of a motivator. But the motivation came from trying. You know, my parents said, you try something and you can't do it, you've succeeded because you've tried.
Yeah. And you've and learned something in the process itself. And I was thinking back, I was there's a book out called Dairylandia. It's written by a writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And he, one of the stories in the book is about a young man who lost a piece of his arm and a piece of his leg. And he was, as a baby, he was trying to crawl on the floor and kept banging his head. And the grandmother said to the mother, "Well, why don't you pick him up and help him?" She said, "Or I think I'm going to pick him up and help him." She said, "Go right ahead as long as you're planning to be here 30 years from now to help pick him up."
That's right. Yeah.
So that was that's something that has stuck with me for a long time. So how did you so you took some training? Have you been to some of the games yourself?
No, I've seen a lot of videos of games from other leagues, and some people on my team have gone over to Milwaukee and La Crosse, and even up to Minneapolis to view how the fields are constructed. But they also sat in on these games. The games are typically two innings long. The teams are not age sensitive, so you might have a 3-year-old and an 18-year-old on the same team.
Yeah.
And there's 15 kids on a team, and they all hit, run, field, throw a ball, and score. It's non-competitive. Takes about an hour and a half for a two-inning game, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But we'll have, like, typically leagues have two games a night, and we're planning on doing it in the weeknights. But it's quite a responsibility on the part of the buddies, but they love it. They have to kind of keep track and help these children do what they want to do. And the other thing I've heard is that one week a kid might not be able to bat, and we actually will have what we call spring training, and we'll have all these kids work on hitting or fielding or whatever they can do. But she said the improvement when they come back week after week, and you can see it in their faces. They can't wait to play because now they've achieved something, and they're doing something well that they never thought they could ever do.
It's an amazing story. So the fields themselves, and we'll talk about this probably a little more later after our news break, but the field themselves are, they look like a regular ball diamond, baseball diamond, and they are kind of in many ways.
There's the size of a little league field for the little kid, 11 and 12-year-olds. And it's contoured exactly the same. It's a rubberized synthetic surface that's colored for an infield and outfield grass. What we would be involved would be fencing, bleachers, scoreboard, and it looks just like a little league field. The synthetic surface was designed by two or three companies for the Miracle League, and they come in and install it. And these surfaces can be used for about 10 or 11 years. And one of the things that is nice about it, which we've talked to the Village of Cottage Grove about, who has given us land for this, is that they can use it for village sports camps, t-ball, and other activities.
Well, I went to Cottage Grove Grade School, so I'm kind of proud about.
All right.
I'm kind of proud about Cottage Grove.
Yeah.
Donating, or I should say, offering that space for the league.
Yeah, it's. I can't say enough about the Village of Cottage Grove Parks and Recs Department. They stepped forward and said, "Bill, we really want the Miracle League in one of our parks," and they happened to be expanding and retooling a park called Bakken Park, which is about halfway between I-94 to the north and 12 and 18 to the south. And he actually redesigned his whole plan with his engineering firm to plop our Miracle League field beside a playground, splash pad, concession stand, restrooms, so the kids can all be near, so siblings, while the parents are watching, they don't have to worry about the siblings. They can go over to the playground. But they have given us a dollar a year lease. And it's our responsibility is to build the field. They're going to provide electricity, the parking lot not too far away. It was just an incredible gift by the village.
Yeah. We're going to be talking some more about that with Bill Schultz. He is the executive director of the Miracle League of Dane County. It's good to know there are other Miracle Leagues around the state. And we'd love to hear from you about your experiences with them as well. Number to call, 800-642-1234. Email at ideas@wpr.org. We'll be back with our guest, Bill Schultz, right after this look at the news. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about a baseball park and building a baseball park for children with mental and physical challenges. Bill Schultz is our guest today with us. He is the executive director of the Miracle League of Dane County and one of the folks behind the effort. So I hope you'll join in. Bill was telling us before our news break today that there are other Miracle Leagues in many parts of Wisconsin. Milwaukee, Green Bay, Appleton, Manitowoc, and La Crosse, I think, were mentioned. And now there's going to be a Miracle League Park in Madison. So join in with your own questions or comments or maybe your experiences to share. I'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us. The email address is ideas@wpr.org. And Bill, you wrote a book as well. I should mention that, Shorthanded, which is kind of your sort of a life story a bit.
It is. I was kind of motivated to write down things for my family initially as somewhat of a legacy, but people told me that I had a bigger story to tell. And it's hard to write about yourself to begin with, but I had to do it without any. My parents had passed away, brother. I had just had a couple of cousins to help fill in the blanks, trying to figure, go look back when I was 8 or 9 or 10 years old, what things impacted my life, but it all came together. It turned out, Larry, to be really a tribute to the people in my life who helped me overcome a lot of obstacles, beginning with my parents, my friends, my college classmates, a wife that's we've been married for 45 years, and a faith in God who I know is always with me.
It is a wonderful story. It's called Shorthanded, by the way. And Bill Schultz, the author, our guest today, and we're talking with him, of course, about the Miracle League. Do you have a history of the Miracle League? Know a little bit more. How did it? You know, you saw it first on a news report, national news report. But what's the history of the league?
It was started in 2002 by Diane Alford and her husband, who just saw this down in their area as something that might be a great thing to do for kids with disabilities. And they started up an initial league in a suburb of Atlanta and began to realize that maybe we should try to get the word out about the concept. Mm-hmm. And it gradually grew to 20, 40, 60, 100, now up to 300 leagues around the country. And they give you a model. They give you the, okay, here's how to as far as construction, fundraising, vehicle, or vendors to work with as far as the construction of the field and so forth. It's just been amazing. So it's been around, you know, for 18 years now. And it's all over the country. It's in just about every state right now.
Is Diana still involved with it, Diana Alford?
Yeah, she's still the executive director.
She is.
Yeah.
I wondered. I was thinking that's probably the case.
Yeah.
Pretty neat person.
I had dinner with her at our orientation, and what a high energy lady with a heart of gold. I mean, that's how it all started. She and her brother just had a heart of gold for kids with disabilities, and they saw this as this could be something that could really make an impact in a positive way. Again, not just for the kids, but for the parents.
Yeah. So let's talk about the field itself a little bit. And by the way, we had an email from Marianne. Well, I'll bring that up in a minute. Let's talk about the field a bit more and how it's the same or different.
It's going to be the same as most fields. Again, it's the size of a Little League field, like a couple hundred feet to center, and it's got it looks exactly like a Little League field. We have most of the construction will be done by local contractors. The surface itself, though, is done by two vendors that the Miracle League endorses, and they'll come in and actually lay the field. I've been blessed to have a gentleman, Greg Sweeney, who's a retired project manager from Findorff, head up this. He's quite a baseball fan. He actually was the project manager to build the Monona Terrace. So I've got a 300 hitter on my team.
Oh man! And the field it's a
rubberized synthetic surface field that again you can roll walkers, wheelchairs, or kids that might have trouble walking be able to get traction. So it was designed specifically for that purpose.
Yeah, and of course it all costs money.
Yes.
And so how are these typically, you wonder, you did mention that the Packers had some influence in the Green Bay and the Brewers had some influence in the Milwaukee parks, but cost some money to do it, and how do you go about getting the money to do it?
Yeah, well, it's been a grassroots campaign to begin with, and we have reached out to a number of foundations whose mission is youth development and children. We've got a number of grant proposals out to people. We've been fortunate to get a grant from the Goodman Foundation and Culver's Foundation, but we're waiting on half a dozen more, and we're continuing to search out other foundations that might see this as a fit to their mission. At the same time, we've gotten donations from private individuals. We are just trying to speak to service clubs, any types of organizations to help them understand what this concept is and what the needs are. So we've got a hill to climb, but the field itself will cost about $420,000, which would include the field, the bleachers, the fencing, the scoreboard, and the lighting. And we're at about $105,000 right now in cash and pledges. So we've got a way to go, but I'm hopeful that we will find people that where it touches their heart and foundations that see this as a real positive to the Dane County community. The one thing that we call it Dane County because we see with its location kids coming from Jefferson County, Northern Rock County. The other leagues have told me that they get kids from 50 miles away because when the parents hear this, distance is not a deterrent. In fact, the Appleton League, initially, all those kids played at the Green Bay League, and they got overrun. And so a lady who had an autistic child decided to take it upon herself, like me, to build a field in Appleton, and that filled up immediately. So
it is an amazing story. So people are receptive. How have people been?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. I think we've maybe done too much of a soft sell as far as this is our need. Can you help us? Whatever. I think what we've realized is we've got to get the message out to more people, more organizations. We really need to get the money by maybe spring of next year. Our plan is to build the field in the spring and summer of 2020 and then have opening day spring of 2021. We wanted to do it the right way, give ourselves time, but in order to put out bids, contractors get busy in the summertime.
Yeah.
We're hoping to maybe get going in the spring, but we don't want to spend the money until we have the money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can't. You have to be mindful of that sort of thing as you go along. Someone wondered about playing. How's the playing different on the game different in these situations? You talked earlier, it's about a two-inning game, but what's it like?
Well, you've got the other team in the field, and each child is situated at a position, shortstop, outfield, and they have a buddy, again, right beside them. You've got a hitter either hitting off a tee or be pitched to. And so balls hit. The buddies help the child that maybe should field the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Say throw the ball over there. The runner's on base. They've got a buddy telling them to go, okay, run to the next base. And again, once they get into like their fourth or fifth game, I've been told that these kids, you know, they might have some mental disabilities or physical disabilities. They pick up on it. They know, okay, you told me this, I got it, okay. So off they run. But sometimes they run the wrong way. But, you know, when they run the wrong way, they got a big smile on their face. And that's the whole purpose.
Yeah. And these buddies, they run right along with them.
Yes, they don't leave them. And they're also trained. We'll have occupational therapists to train all the buddies. So this is not like, okay, can you come over and be a buddy tonight? Because when you get involved with autistic children or Down syndrome kids, you have to understand this is how you have to help them and understand them. And kids with wheelchairs or walkers, you don't want to do a race down first base, and scare them. So we'll have ample training for the buddies as well.
That's great. And speaking of that, I want to go back to Mary Ann's email. She wondered, how can kids become a buddy and what kind of time commitment is there?
Yeah, well, our website isn't totally done yet on the volunteer page, but it will be coming up. And on the volunteer page, there will be a number of volunteer opportunities, including becoming a buddy. And we will set it up so that once it's done, if you click on that, you'll be able to put your contact information in, and we will contact you immediately. Probably we will not get involved in recruiting buddies until next spring or summer.
Yeah.
But if you email us or go to our website, DaneCountyMiracleLeague.org, there will be a volunteer page. If you want to talk to me about it now, on the donation page at the bottom, you'll see my email address and phone number.
And is it DaneCountyMiracleLeague.org? It's not .com.
No, it's .org.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure because I happen to have .com in front of me, but it's .org. We'll probably have a post up on our page about it as well, so that people can click on our page. It's about DaneCountyMiracleLeague.org.
Okay.
Rachel emailed to say, awesome. Can teens without physical disabilities be involved and help as well? And maybe becoming a buddy, but maybe other ways as well.
Hi, Rachel. It's great for kids and teens particularly. I think it has an impact on their lives. Plus, because they're being going to be trained, particularly kids, I think kids relate to other kids no matter, and it helps them see, okay, this child that I'm helping is different, has a disability, but has a desire to do something like this, and you begin to see these kids achieve things. And so the impact on the kids and the teens, that's probably, depending on what league you talk to, between 70 and 90% of the volunteers are kids and teens.
And Jill just let me know that .com also works.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that. I don't know why, but it does. We want to catch everybody.
We want to catch everybody. You can join in, too. I'd really be interested in hearing from parents or others who have experienced the league in other parts, the Miracle League in other parts of the state or other parts or other states as well. A lot of people listen to this show. Hope you'll join in. I'd love to hear from you. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Jill handed me a kind of a prospectus, and I thought, well, this is a pretty nice professional perspective that you've got here, and it says every child deserves a chance to play baseball, the Miracle League. Is this, and it contains quite a bit of information. Talk yes. about it.
Well, it discusses, again, our purpose and mission, our project scope, frequently asked questions about usage and how many kids would be involved. We found out in 2017 from the Department of Public Instruction that there are 9,100 kids in Dane County that have been designated as having a disability. And that does not include Jefferson, Rock, kids under 5, or kids going to private schools. So there's quite a population out there. That's one example of what's in the perspective. So we wanted to let people know, okay, what's the demand out there? Why do we need this? And then how is the field utilized when we're not using it? We have a campaign status in there. We have a sustainability page because we want to make people know that, okay, we've got operating expenses every year of so many thousands of dollars, but we can offset that through selling of advertising, team sponsorships, selling apparel, fundraising events, getting private donations that are designated for operating costs. So it tries to give everybody who might consider a donation some confidence, a total perspective that we've thought this thing out. It also has involved a picture of the field in the back, so at Bakken Park.
Yeah.
So the design has actually been done by Cottage Grove's engineering firm. So it tries to cover everything. Shout out to a lady named Christine Thompson who really helped me put this together.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it right now. It looks just absolutely wonderful, the whole setup, because it's not only the diamond, but it's the benches, the restroom, the whole business. And I'm thinking about, well, how often... You're hoping for evenings,
yes,
to use it in the evenings.
Yes,
but the how much do you expect the field to be utilized?
Well, the first year we're expecting about 150 kids. That's our goal. Year two, 250, and by year five, we think we'll be somewhere between 300 and 400 kids. That's kind of our. And talking again to the Milwaukee and Green Bay leagues and Appleton, that's kind of where they ended up, in year one, two, and five. So a lot of those will be same kids, but every year you have a turnover and you have new kids that come in as well.
And again, I wanted to talk about just about the other uses, because Cottage Grove will be able to use it for, or the village will be able to use it for other things as well.
Yeah.
When you're not using it.
Yeah, they could use it for sports clinics. They could use it for T-ball. The other thing, the East Madison and West Madison Little Leagues have something similar to the Miracle League.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the usage of their fields, that it's very limited as to when they can do it. And the fields are not the surface that we're talking about. And we've talked to both leagues about utilizing our field when we're not using it as well to help them with their own programs.
So you might wind up with... 7 days a week out there.
Yeah, I hope I get a raise. I'm at zero right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll give you 10 times what you're making right now.
Thank you, Larry.
10 times zero is still zero as far as I can remember anyway. And it's great to see. So all these organizations are going to be able to use this. And it seems to make so much sense to me to have a field like this in this area where you have a pretty big population area right now. You got Madison, but then, as you say, you've got all these other counties close by where there are people out there that would really like to be able to use the facility.
Yes. Yes. And we're trying to connect with organizations like the Autism Society, Special Olympics. There's an organization called the Madison Area Down Syndrome Society to get the word out and to help them know about it, but also kind of spread the word about our need right now with respect to fundraising. And so we're trying to connect with any kind of organization or people that have a heart for this.
So this station, this program has lots of listeners. If people are interested in learning some more about it, or maybe even contributing in one way or another, either, you know, we had some parents there wondering about how do I get my kids involved as a buddy or other things of that nature. Again, let's go back to where they need to go to get that information.
Well, again, it's DaneCountyMiracleLeague.org. You'll notice that it just has a page that talks about history and then donations. We're working on the other ones, but donations is kind of critical right now. If people really have a heart for this and would like to consider donating, there's a click on at the top called donations. In fact, if you go to that page, it will outline really first and foremost what our purpose and mission is about all this. And then you have an opportunity to select a dollar figure. But if you're wanting to give more than what's shown, my email address and phone number is on there, and I'd be glad to talk to you.
Bill, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much. It's been a joy talking with you. Appreciate it.
I thank you so much.
Bill Schultz, Executive Director of the Miracle League of Dane County. What a wonderful opportunity to support them. You know, if you'd like to hear more about our guests or show topics, I hope you'll check out our new blog. We just got it. It's WPR.org/Larry to see what's there. And remember, if you missed part of our show and just want to hear it again, you can always go to our archives at WPR.org/Larry to hear those programs. Thanks for listening. Please stay with us. Lots more in store. I'm Larry Mealer.